W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for joining us live on Facebook or downloading it, whatever you happen to like. We're here for you.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm, at the Darling New Media Studios. By the way, so we are live on Facebook right now. If you are hearing this later, this video is going to be on the Darling New Media YouTube page. There is going to be a WTH podcast playlist. So they're all going to go there.
Damn.
So there will be a place to find them, and we're going to YouTube it up.
All right.
So that's
YouTube it up.
That's where they're going to be. We're going to be live on Facebook, but we're not archiving there anymore.
No.
So we got all that going for us. We got a lot to get to today. Happy Wednesday, everybody, if you're listening as this show first drops. Coming up, we've got some big news from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. There is a winner who lives there.
Uh-oh.
Plus, San Franciscans buy boulders.
All right.
We check in on the Sunday morning shows and... There is an adult film company trolling WWE.
Nice.
So we will get to all of that.
I saw that and I was like, am I reading that right?
You are. You are, in fact, reading that correctly. Mm. The site is Brazzers, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. Let's see. I'm getting dings on my watch.
Dings
on my watch are from... Turn that down over here. There's someone roaming about the house. Probably the dog setting off all the security cameras. So I'm just getting ding, ding, ding notifications. Let's go around the table. How was your week? Kareem, how about you? How was your week?
I'm trying to remember. How was it last week?
We haven't been together for a week. Yes.
Wow. It was busy. My buddy Milton is moving to Alabama. So we finished getting all his art moved to from up here to Tracy, and then in a pod in Tracy to get sent to Alabama.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah. So that was a Friday and Sunday. Oh,
so you had to load something up and then unload it into something else. Then he's gonna have to unload that when he gets to his place.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
That's like making work for yourself.
Shit, man. I mean, like, it is what it is. I mean, it is what it is, but...
I mean, when you got a studio in Sacramento, you live in somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying that sucks.
Yeah, so...
let me ask you this. How was your girlfriend's birthday? Did that go okay?
That actually went pretty good. We went to...
Happy belated, Barbara, by the way.
Yeah, so we went to the World Food Festival in Roseville.
Oh, nothing more worldly than Roseville, is there?
Yeah. it was a little bit disappointing.
And shocking.
Well, I thought, you know, Roseville, white people, there would be more
worldly.
But there was a lot of stuff going on Saturday. There was like the Pumpkin Festival.
In Elk Grove. Yeah, yeah.
The Aloha Festival was at Cal Expo. The Greek Festival was going on, and the World Food Festival. And I felt bad because I was like, well, we can go to that later because I thought it would be better. And then she took her niece to the other one, her niece and her friend to the Pumpkin Festival. So they had fun there. So
it's all that matters.
Yeah. And then we went and had dinner last night at a place in Roseville that I can't think of the name of, but it was top notch.
That's okay. They don't give us anything.
I was saying, I mean, they're so good that forgot their name.
Well, it was the first time I had been there. So,
yeah, nah.
But the place was pretty good.
Yeah.
So that was actually, it was a nice, comfortable, and I scheduled her a massage for this week. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you? How about you? And how's the maternity leave treating you?
It's been awesome. It's a lot more work than you expect. Like, or that like
taking care of two children is more work than you'd expect.
No,
what?
No. Just the one by itself last week. This week now I have two. Now I have both the kids. But last week was just the 5 month old, which it's still, you get some off time. Even if it is just for 20 minutes, you get some off time.
Are you lactating yet?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I definitely felt some tingling today. Yeah, there was one point where my daughter was crying today because she wanted fruit snacks for a snack, but it was not that time. And I was like trying to offer anything else, and she was just crying. And I was just like going about doing the rest of whatever you're doing. Like just ignored and just checking in every couple of minutes. Hey, you want this? No. Oh, she wanted her milk in an open glass. In the living room on like the new rug. Like that was when she was crying. And I was like, nope, I mean, that's not going to happen. You can cry. There's not the resolution you want's not going to happen.
Right.
And I say that to her. I say, it's like, this is not going to, like, you're crying for no reason. I was like, I can give it to you with this one. And I, you just have to keep offering. And then usually like 15 minutes in, it's like, how's the crying going? Good. Oh yeah. The crying's going good. Would you like your cup? Would you like the sippy cup now? Yes. Okay. So
it's just outlasting them.
Yeah. It's just outlasting them and giving them alternatives. Cause actually what happened was the resolution was like, I gave her an open cup, but I put her strapped down in her booster kitchen seat.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Hannibal Lecter. Gave her some fava beans and a nice Chianti. So that was it. What else happened last week? I had a great ACL show last night, closing out the Sacramento Comedy Festival.
That's right. That was while I was away.
Yeah, so last weekend. From what I heard, a lot of great shows. Saturday night was really awesome. From what I heard, my sister actually went on Saturday night. And then ACL was last night to close it out. And then what else was going on? And then just dealing with my daughter is sick today too. So
yeah, you did message that she had a temperature of 100 and I'm like, that is nothing.
No. But it was the thing is that there was like when you can grab your kid and feel like a visible, like you can feel the warmth on them. Like, and it's, I knew that it was like, and it was 101. Later.
Once you get to 101, it's an issue.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, but, of course it just happened. Like, luckily it's the week that I'm home.
Right.
And that she's not going to school either. So, I mean, that's how things been going.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. I was, as I mentioned last week, in Denver at the Great American Beer Festival. Now, rather than do the whole thing, tell you about the whole week in one thing, because that'll take the whole show. That's boring. We're going to split that up over this show Friday and then Monday. And I have three parts. We're doing Denver in three parts. Part one is what I like to call golden times. Getting to Denver was fun because my flights went from Sacramento to Seattle to Denver. And Delta booked me for a 37-minute layover.
Were you OJing it through the airport?
Sort of.
Hacking people's heads off?
Yep. Like, out of my way! Out of my way! Get there, and we find out we're in a terminal, and you need to take a train to get to the other terminal. And so there's another guy who's getting off the plane after me. He's a little older than I am. And he's like, he's mentioning he's going to Denver. And I'm like, yeah, me too. So I'm like, all right, we get out, we go and we're like, which way to the train? And they're like, that way. And so we go and we get on the train and we come out and then you've got to go up the escalator. And of course we're walking up the escalator at an advance. You know, we're not just sitting on the escalator. We're walking because we're like, oh hell. Cause we landed late, by the way. So technically, we were supposed to have 15 minutes from the time we got off that plane until the time the next plane was loading up.
Yeah.
So hustled through the air hustle. I didn't run, just did the really brisk walk because running is going to be counterproductive at a certain point.
No stopping and getting some food on the way.
No stopping to take a leak, nothing, none of that. So get to the other terminal and there's a dude at the counter making an announcement, but there's no line. There's nothing going on. And we are past the point where boarding should have been happening. And I'm thinking, what's going on? I wait for him to finish the announcement. I go, flight to Denver. And he goes, oh, yeah, we haven't started boarding yet. We're not going to board for another 10 minutes.
Yes.
So there's that twinge of relief and also that twinge of, are you fucking kidding me? I could have taken a leisurely stroll here.
Take the win, bro. Take the win.
Ultimately, I did. The problem was that caused me to tense up. Everything tensed up. And then I had a tension headache for the next day.
Oh.
So anyway, we get to Denver, blah, blah, blah. I wait around. I get one of those massage recliners at the airport while I'm waiting for my buddy to land. He was coming in from Charlotte. And then we take an Uber in with the worst Uber driver I've ever been with. I'm sorry, Lyft. He was a Lyft driver. And he is originally from Senegal.
Oh.
And I will not say his name because
Does he drive like he's still in Senegal?
Is there only a left lane in Senegal? Because that's where he went to. He went straight to the left lane and he stayed there. And he got us there in one piece. But it was a weird, weird ride. And he insisted on having, two of the whitest men you'll ever see get into your Lyft ride. And you're playing tunes off of your phone. So you're controlling the playlist.
Yeah.
What is he playing for music? Is it A, when we get in, does he change it to rock music? B, country and Western? Or C, rap music with as many N-words in it as possible?
Country and Western.
No, it's C. Yeah. It's C. I heard the N-word. I heard the N-word 100 times between the Denver airport and downtown. And at one point, because I've got this headache, I go, dude, I'm really sorry. Can you turn that down just a little bit? And he turned it down just a little bit. But I'm hearing the N-word. Like, these are the songs with the N-word where they're just rapping it back and forth to each other. And I'm like, wow, fantastic. Yeah. Anyway. So we get to Denver, check into the hotel. It's all good. And we'd already decided that Thursday was a free day. We were going on the Coors Tour in Golden, Colorado. And Golden is about a 30-minute drive or about an hour on public transit. We didn't rent a car because there's no need to do that. So we take the train out of town, transfer onto a bus, which takes us right into downtown Golden. Which is great. We get off and we go and we line up and we wait in line because you wait in line to go on the Coors Tour, people, especially during Great American Beer Fest week because everybody's going up to that.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I learned several things. That is, in fact, the largest brewery in the world by square footage. There were a few other things I learned. But if you're in that neck of the woods and you like beer, it's worth going. At the end of the tour, you get 3 8-ounce samples of Coors and a couple of other things you can choose from. And you get a free pint glass and
a copy of Smokey and the Bandit.
No, coincidentally enough, you don't. But they've got a nice gift shop and so on and so forth. So we did that. And when we're leaving, my buddy said, okay, they have this thing here where you can schedule a ride. If you've downloaded this thing, you can schedule a pickup. It is an on-demand bus, and it'll take us right back to the train station. So we don't have to take that bus that goes all the stops all the way back. And I'm like, all right, fine. And I've done no research, so I'm just putting my fate in his hands, and which is fine. So after the tour, we have lunch at Bob's Atomic Burgers, which was delightful. It's right across kitty corner from the brewery, and we schedule a pickup. And meanwhile, we walk up to take a picture of the arch that goes over the main drag in Golden, because that's what you do when you're there. And we've got some time, so we stop in and we have a beer at a local establishment. And we get back 10 minutes before the pickup is supposed to happen. And he refreshes his app, and it says, you have no scheduled pickups. And I'm like, really?
What?
Yeah. So all right. He goes, well, let me schedule one again. So he schedules it. He goes, okay, we're scheduled for another pickup. A couple minutes later, one of those buses comes by. I go, hey, there it is. Dude whips through because he has a green light. He whips through, makes no idea that he's going to stop. And I'm like, I wave my arm once and I'm like, I guess not. And my buddy goes, oh no, our bus is 10 minutes away. So we get closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, dude, if this bus isn't there, then we're taking an Uber or Lyft back. The next thing I see is the big bus we rode in on. And I see it coming. And we are about a block from the actual bus stop. And I'm like, do you want to just get on that? Because screw this noise. He says, yes. So that's when we run. We run the block up to the bus stop, flag down the bus. We get on. We're like, okay. And we have a choice. We can either take this bus back to where we got on it, which is a lot of stops, or we can get off. And he tells me it's about a half mile walk to the train station. And I, again, no research on me. So we get off the bus and we start walking. And we've walked so far that my Apple Watch says, hey, it looks like you're exercising. Are you on an outdoor walk? And I go, yeah, might as well track this. I don't see a train station. So we're walking and walking. I go, how far did you say this was? He goes, it's about a half mile. And we're walking. It's 20 minutes. We're not close to anything.
In altitude.
In altitude going uphill.
Both ways.
Well, yeah. And so finally we figure it out. We finally get to the train station. And at a certain point, I wanted to stop, but I knew I shouldn't stop because if we stopped, starting again's hard. It was a mile, 1.4 miles, not a half mile, 1.4 miles.
Mile and a half.
Yeah, almost a mile and a half, yes. Which is farther than a half a mile to get.
By a mile.
Yeah, roughly. Wow. Roughly to get back to this train. And we get on the train and we're like, all right, fine. And we get down, we're going in back into town. And then he tells me to get to the closest stop to the hotel, because we wanted a little different way to get on the train. We need to transfer not once, but twice. Which we did, and we made it back to the hotel. At least twice I said, I think I hate you right now. But the moral of the story is we made it. Everything is fine. And I didn't die.
He's still your friend?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes,
did he get
is.
Like really stoned before you guys left on your guys' outing?
Not that I'm aware of, but that is not out of the realm of possibility.
It is legal there, so.
No, it sure is. It sure is. By the way, if you're in Golden, Colorado, that is a smoke and vape free zone. So there is nobody smoking or vaping outside in Golden, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Even cigarettes, huh?
Even cigarettes. Wow. So, very, very interesting thing. So survived Golden. Fun tour if you can do it. Beautiful country out there. Yeah. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
And got some exercise in. And then back at the hotel, we did a little swim in the pool. So that's Golden Times in Denver. Part one.
You should have taken a shower while you were there.
Now I want to talk a little bit about pro wrestling. It was a big, big week for pro wrestling. It was the season premiere of Monday Night Raw, which is still on USA. It was the premiere of Friday Night SmackDown on the Fox Network. All Elite Wrestling, AEW, premiered on Wednesday. Of course, NXT also on Wednesday, now on USA Network. So all big things. And Hell in a Cell, the pay-per-view, was here in Sacramento as we record this last night. So big, big week. And WWE blew everything out for the premiere of SmackDown on Fox. They did a blue carpet in LA. They were at the Staples Center. Right. The Rock was there. It was a big deal, and it was huge.
What's up with the blue carpet? What's that?
The SmackDown is known as the blue brand. Raw is the red brand. SmackDown is the blue brand. So that's why they did that. So the AEW debut, fantastic. Hit it out of the park for the first show. Really, really great. Tuesday, so if you're watching this live, it's tomorrow. If you're on a delay, it's already happened. So it's on YouTube. They're putting what they call AEW Dark on YouTube. And those those are the matches that aren't on the TV show. Okay. It's not where they put the African-American wrestlers, Kareem.
I was just wondering.
No, no. It's not that
it's
at
where
all.
They put the sex wrestling on. It's
sex wrestling.
Yeah. YouTube getting sexy.
Yeah.
YouTube after dark. Now more dick.
And if you want to know how Hell in a Cell went, and I did not go because I got back late Saturday night, and I know at Hell in a Cell match, you have to look through the cell to see stuff, and it's going to be hard to see. So I'm like, I've already spent money on this trip, whatever, even though it's less than a mile from my house. So we settled in to watch it on WWE Network, and the first match was great. The first Hell in a Cell match was great between Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. All the women's matches were pretty decent. Some of the middle matches were okay. The main event, the one everybody had been waiting for, Seth Rollins versus The Fiend Bray Wyatt. For some inexplicable reason, because The Fiend is this horror character, they decided to leave just red lights on in the arena.
That sounds like a tremendous idea. Tremendous, right. Like cinema, like from a, listen, just look at the whole stage picture of it. All right. I mean, like, look at the whole, like, it's like infrared, bro.
It was so bad. And
did they try it out beforehand?
They pay people, right? I mean, they pay people to do this stuff for them.
Sure.
Okay. Just want to make
this match was all Vince McMahon's idea. It was his idea, his creation. And what we ended up having was a no contest. They ended up throwing it out, which is essentially the same thing as a disqualification in a Hell in a Cell match, which is not even possible because there's no disqualification in that. Yeah. The people in the arena in Sacramento, God bless my people of Sacramento, were chanting AEW.
Oh,
we want refunds, and even stuck around after the show to boo.
Wow.
It was that bad. And how bad is it? Brazzers, the people from porn, tweeted to troll, and they tweet, "Hey, WWE, let us know if you need advice on how to craft logical and coherent storylines with satisfying finishes. #HIAC.
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, like, they do have probably the best storylines out of all the different
and finishes.
Yeah, they're yeah.
Everybody leaves happy.
I'm That's always good. Happy after watching one of their videos.
So that was the week in wrestling.
I've been noticing a lot of people that I know are into AEW. Like, it's like it seems like a tide has turned. Like, it's the more and more people I see like it's taking over. The people that I know that like WWE are now into AEW.
There's an option, and it's nice because they are doing something differently. They're not looking at themselves as competing with WWE, but they are on TNT, so it's the same networks as the Monday Night Wars in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal, and it's really interesting how it all came about. We won't go into all of it now because I don't want to bore everybody too much with.
And when I was into wrestling like Nate is, I didn't watch his WWE or WWF at the time. I watched the NWA because that was good.
NWO.
It was the NWA.
Yeah. Oh, that, no, no, yeah, 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 yeah. No, yeah.
So I watched that wrestling, or WCW.
And WCW, yeah.
I watched that. I didn't watch.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in wrestling.
We were like, what the fuck is this shit? When you go from watching the Mid-Atlantic wrestling to watching the WWF back in the day, it was really like, what the fuck is this?
Well, WWF was really targeted toward kids.
Yeah.
Really heavily, heavily targeted toward kids.
Oh, yeah. That was my thing.
We watched Blood and Guts.
Yeah. That was not what we saw. But I remember seeing, you know, where the nudie magazines were in the 7-Eleven. You could see like that would, like, they also had along like that, they had the Lowrider magazines in that area. They had
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Ricky Steamboat beat Ric Flair out of his clothes a couple of times.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I remember seeing Ricky because that was somebody that I remembered seeing from when I was a kid on the WWF.
Yeah.
So, beat him out of his clothes. Jason's got a message.
A couple of times.
Yeah, it was big. So moving forward, I'm going to rip this Band-Aid off real quick, Kareem. The Steelers now 1-4 on their way to their 4-win season that I promised.
Oh, I'm not even worried about that. We're going to win 8 of the last 10.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You didn't watch the game again.
Oh, no. I watched them lose. I watched them lose. I saw the field goal at the end. I went, yep, here it is. Because I'm thinking, maybe this is going to be a tie. And then, nope, they lost again.
What one thing you did get right is that the refs will continue to fuck us for the rest of the season.
Oh, I never said that. That's your conspiracy theory.
Oh, that's because you said during the Seattle game, when we got the bullshit pass interference call, you're like, yeah, plays like that are going to happen for the rest of the year.
Well, they're going to happen to every team.
No. That's what you said. That's what happened then. And then in this game, we got a bullshit rough in the passer call that kept the game tying drive alive. So, yeah.
Well, I hope when you had, I was going to say, you want to go double or nothing.
Kareem's convinced they're going to. Now, look,
if you watch the game, then you would understand.
My wife does watch. Like, it's funny because it's like a household. Like, she's the one that wants to watch football on Sundays, right? And I'm like, fuck, come on, man. Like, I would rather watch anything else than this.
So
fucking
we played
football.
That game to overtime with a guy who nobody drafted. who was a quarterback who we signed?
My wife said it was a good bet. She wasn't worried about me. Who and the bet that I made after I told her that
with
I made
a quarterback that we signed that made the team with a tryout.
You know who they
got
worried about?
All
that.
I know is I trust her when it comes to the NFL because she is number one in her fantasy football league right now. She's killing it.
Yeah, they could have signed Colin Kaepernick, who's been to a Super Bowl, but they don't. They continue to also shut him out. Here's all I need to know. It's the final. Baltimore 26, man. Pittsburgh 23. Another L for the Steel City team.
Man, like I said, we'll win 8 of the last 10. I'm not even worried.
Anything can happen in the NFL, and the Steelers are going to win 4 games this year.
And like I said, you don't watch enough football to understand that. How it works, so I'm not even going to worry about it.
I don't know. Your team's 1-4. I think I know pretty well how it works. Speaking of the Steelers and their former players.
Like I said, you don't.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting.
You don't
fighting.
Watch enough to understand
stop
what fighting. Happened.
You keep saying that, but I continue to be correct.
Like I said, you don't watch enough
I don't
football
watch enough
to understand.
Understand. So I don't watch
I'm
enough
not
to understand.
Worried about
so how is it that I'm right? How is it that I'm right? Again and again and again. They're 1-4. They won the one game I said they were going to win. We're 5 games in. They're 1-4. I said they'd win one of them, and they did.
I'm not worried at all.
Okay.
Like I said, they will win 8 of the last 10 games.
All right. Well, when I continue to be right, you can still keep hammering on
them,
that mantra.
How about them Dolphins, huh? Maybe, man.
Speaking of the Dolphins.
That's one of the games that's coming up. So,
sure. That's one of your 4. Antonio Brown is training for the NFL comeback after filing a $40 million grievance.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a bra?
Sort of. He isn't giving up on his pro football career. He's still training as if he's expecting to get back on the field this season despite some major obstacles. You know, those rape allegations. He posted footage online showing him working out on a football field in the Fort Lauderdale area near his 84/7 training facility. It comes days after the NFLPA reportedly filed a grievance on his behalf seeking $40 million from the Patriots and Raiders in unpaid salaries, fines, and unpaid guarantees. Hey, dumbass. You don't get guarantees if you get cut. That's how it works. Raiders cut bait back in September after a dispute with the GM, and the Patriots cut bait after a rape allegation, and then he threatened somebody who had made a rape allegation via text message. Because he's
Belichick,
smart.
Belichick and Brady was not happy about that.
No. And then he went on a tirade against Bob Kraft. So
Bob Kraft was the one who got rid of him. I'm saying Brady and Belichick wanted to keep him.
Well, he's gone. But he's available. And hey, Kareem, you guys could use another receiver.
Yeah, no, we're good.
All right. So moving on very quickly because we want
to. McMahon is signing for his new league.
I can't. Well, maybe. That is entirely. The XFL is coming. The XFL is indeed coming. All right, so the Sunday morning shows, we'll get through this pretty quickly. We're not talking impeachment too much because everything is moving way too fast. The allegations, the denials, the conspiracy theories, all that. But Representative Jim Jordan went on with George Stephanopoulos on This Week. on ABC, and he was asked about.
But I still haven't
the allegations.
Answered the question. Is it appropriate for the president to ask China to investigate Joe Biden?
I think he's got you guys all spun up. And obviously, Casey, you've asked me the question like four times.
I've answered it.
I don't think he really meant go investigate. Because do you think China's going to investigate him?
I don't know if China's going to investigate him. I know the president asked China to investigate.
We know they're not, George. Come on.
Why can't you answer yes or no? Do you think it's appropriate?
I don't think that's what he did. I don't think that's what he did.
So, but it was right there on camera.
I think Senator Rubio had it exactly right. I think our side says this is exactly what, I think most Americans say this is exactly what the president was doing. You would think after, like I said, a few years of following this president, you would understand sort of how this guy communicates. I think.
Yeah, he was open micing it. He was just workshopping some shit out on the lawn.
I'm just seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
How it hits.
Yeah.
So when he said it during the election, the Russians started doing that shit that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, the Chinese came back and said, no, we're not doing your bidding.
Yeah, like you guys should be able to solve your own problems.
Right, pretty much. So while a member of the House was on this week, a member of the Senate, Senator Ron Johnson, was asked why he is just trying to make Donald Trump feel better rather than answering questions.
I have my third letter into the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee. Asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that text?
All right, Senator, I have no idea.
So again,
that's a setup. It is entirely irrelevant to this point. Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here, I have no idea why we're going here.
Senator, this is underlying exactly why President Trump is upset and why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, Senator Johnson, please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing him. I'm just trying to ask you a simple question of what made you wince. I'm asking a simple question about you clearly were upset that somehow there was an implication that military aid was being frozen because the president wanted an investigation. Why did you win?
Because I didn't want those connected. And I was supporting the aid, as is Senator Murphy, as is everybody that went to that initial inauguration. But here's the salient point of why I came forward. When I asked the president about that, he completely denied it. He adamantly denied it. He vehemently, angrily denied it. He said, I'd never do that. So that is the piece of the puzzle I'm here to report today.
And it said so in the transcript that the White House released.
You want to know why he keeps saying it's a perfect call? It was a perfect call.
Why is that, Kareem?
Because somebody told him you cannot say that this way. Mm-hmm. Because if you say it this way, it's going to be a quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo. If you say it this way, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
So he went exactly by the script of how they told him that he could say it without it being a quid pro quo. That's why he keeps saying it was a perfect call. It doesn't have anything to do with him and how he was or the way the call went. It was that he said it exactly the way that he was told by whoever advised him not to say it the way that he was going to.
He thinks he has a legal loophole.
Yeah, that's why he keeps saying it was a perfect call, because that's what he did. And he thinks that got him off the...
Because no one ever describes anything as a perfect call.
Yeah.
You know what? I called this girl and we were talking and she seemed really into me. It was a perfect call.
Yeah.
It was only a perfect call if she wanted to have phone sex.
No, it's a perfect call if she has you come over for actual sex.
Right. Sometimes that prevents... I mean... Yes. But also sometimes how far apart you are from somebody prevents that.
Sure, sure,
so
of course.
Yeah, to settle for the
so
sexy
weird,
talk.
Weird Sunday morning on the shows, but let's get away from impeachment talk. Let's get away from Ukrainian talk, and let's get to the important thing, Donald Trump and African Americans.
African Americans built this nation. You built this nation. You know, you're just starting to get real credit for that, okay? I don't know if you know that. You're just starting to get, you built the nation. We all built it, but you were such a massive part of it. Bigger than you were given credit for. Does that make sense? Right?
Congratulations, Kareem.
Hey, man.
This motherfucker. And look at his face. He's like, I can't. Like, he's like, oh, I hope the white supremacists don't hear that I said this.
Yeah, he kept going back to, he's like, we all, like, he kept having to add himself in there. You see that? Like, he had to add the we all.
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing the things that come out. Yeah. All right. Let's get away from the president right now. Let's go to.
I mean, he can't be that. I mean, like, he's not really a white supremacist then now, right? I mean, like, he just is playing to that people.
That's all he does.
I mean, I know, but I mean, like, I don't know any white supremacist that would go in front of, like, and say that shit, you know?
That would turn their back on a lineup of African Americans? Is that what you're saying? Because he had some standing behind him? Hey, I can't be a white supremacist. Look what's going on. Yeah,
look what's happening. Yeah.
All right. Promised it, so we'll bring it to you. People in San Francisco are buying boulders.
Get the weather you want.
Boulders.
Get it now on the ABC 7 News app.
You get that app.
Get the app.
This is a multifaceted crisis. Across from us, we have the neighbors who pitched in.
Hold on. Listen to what she says when she starts talking.
Get the weather you want and get it now on the ABC 7 News app.
This is a multifaceted crisis. Across from us, we have the neighbors who pitched in to buy 24 boulders that you see right here on this sidewalk. We also spoke to a homeless man who says this sidewalk is his home.
You're looking at a turf war one night that, like, got it to the point where everybody was just done, of people with knives and guns that were out, like, you know, fighting and carrying on, waking up everybody in the neighborhood.
This was a tipping point for this neighbor who wants her voice to be heard, but her identity protected. Through a neighborhood Facebook group, dozens on this block raised more than $2,000 for a solution to a problem they say got worse with time, drug dealers.
They have fights with each other. They start fires. People bringing an infant by. So it was rough.
For the last 6 months, his neighbor said they tried to do things the right way. They made over 300 reports through the city's 311 line and attended several city meetings. In one of those meetings, someone unofficially advised to buy boulders. Here they are, 24 of them placed on the sidewalk. What do you think about these rocks?
I think they're cool to look at, but it's not going to solve the problem as they put them here.
We met Eric Mills drying his clothes on the boulders. The sidewalk is his home. And even with the new addition, he'll be back tonight to sleep.
Yeah. Someone will come around eventually at night and tell you to move closer toward the road, but he's only going to come around once. Once he turns the corner, right back to where you were.
We spoke to San Francisco's Public Works spokesperson, who confirmed they don't have any plan to remove the boulders.
They're not a tripping hazard. They're not getting in the way if someone's getting in and out of cars because there's no parking there. So we're looking at our different permitting options.
Okay, so first of all, I apologize. The reporter's first language is not English, so that's why she sounded different when she said that. What do you think of the boulders on the sidewalk? That's how they're trying to keep them from pitching a tent there, by putting boulders to essentially narrow the sidewalk down.
It's kind of a good idea.
until you see the homeless guy just drying his clothes on him. Yeah. He's doing the laundry on the rock. Yeah. He's doing whatever.
I was like, are they going to use these for stools now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as they were going, they had a poll going at the bottom, a live poll going. And are the sidewalk boulders as homeless deterrent helpful or harmful? At the end of the story, 48% said helpful and 52% said harmful.
Oh, wow. You mean that everybody split on it?
Yeah, it's weird like that. That you know, they wouldn't agree to what's going on. Funny. Before we get to small town news and wrap everything up here, I want to remind you that if you'd like to support the podcast, the best way for you to do that is to hit the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And we do appreciate when you do that. Also, go ahead and tell a friend or share the show. You can do it on any of your favorite podcast providers, and we of course are available on your Amazon Echo as well as Apple Podcasts, yada yada,
that
yada,
is
yada,
true,
yada, 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 and of course the Darling New Media YouTube page. All right, let's get out of here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
As we head now to my homeland in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, headline, Orleans County woman wins first ever Pumpkinhead half marathon in Maine. Dateline.
All right, let's see this.
Dateline Craftsbury, last Saturday, over 500 entrants competed in the Pumpkinhead half marathon in Elliott, Maine. And a local woman from Orleans County took home first place. Heidi Caldwell of Craftsbury Common placed first for the women's division with a time of 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 37 seconds. Visitors from across New England and as far away as Arizona ran the 13.1-mile course through rolling hills and along the Piscataqua River. Eric Ash of Boston, Massachusetts placed first for the men with a time of 1:09:29. The top finishers split a purse of $3,000. During the festival, members of the community came together to celebrate their town in the start of autumn. The second annual Pumpkinhead Half Marathon will coincide with the 40th annual Elliott Festival Days. That's on September 26, 2020. Make your plans now. Registrations will be open in the spring of next year.
Did they catch the great pumpkin?
Unclear from the article.
Did the pumpkin head guy like murder you see the
whole
family?
You see the whole thing there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all in it. We're not getting. Look, I can look up the main story that goes for this thing if you like. Or look up how many people live in Elliott, Maine. How many people live in Elliott, Maine? Not a lot, I'm guessing. I'm guessing very, very few.
Like I'm going to say 9,700.
I'm going to
just dang it.
Yes.
So far off.
6,594 people in Elliott, Maine.
I'm going to rely on your great and unmatched wisdom.
Yes. as you should. So congratulations to Heidi Caldwell of Craftsbury Common on your big win.
And Eric Ash.
He's from Boston. Screw that guy.
This is
small town news.
Right, fuck Boston.
Mr. Big City. Take that and shove up his ass. So, hey, I guess if you're a runner and you want to do a half marathon in a place next to a town known for outlet malls, go ahead and register in the spring for the 40th annual Festival Days and the second annual Pumpkinhead Half Marathon.
That's where I remember Elliott, Maine from.
It's right next to Kittery.
Yeah.
Kittery, Maine, which is right on the border. And remember, Maine is so crazy, they only let it border New Hampshire.
Bam.
You have to go through New Hampshire to get there.
Wow.
If you want to stay in the U.S.
If you want to stay in the U.S.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. And thank you for shopping that Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. For Kareem and Jason, I am Nate. And we will see you next time. Bye.